بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الصدق. This is the next chapter, the fourth chapter in this kitab, and it is the chapter on truthfulness, that a person must be truthful. This is also a very great quality that a person must aspire for. In fact, with all the other du'as that we make for ourselves and for our families, for the whole ummah, we should make du'a for the reality of iman and all the qualities of iman. Amongst the great qualities of iman is sincerity, is sabr, is truthfulness. These qualities, that a person must become truthful in everything. At least in speech, a person must be truthful, which is commonly what we take the meaning, that a person is truthful, that is, when he talks, he speaks the truth. Today, unfortunately, lying has become a special art. And in fact, to be a politician means that you have to be a liar. Until you cannot lie and you haven't become proficient in that, you cannot be a good politician. And unfortunately, this politics has come into everything of our lives, whether it is our personal family lives, whether it is our masjids, our madrasas. This politics, this lying, having to be two-faced, etc., has become so common. And this is totally against the grain of iman and Islam, that a person must be what he is. And this truthfulness really is not only that in speech, it starts with a person's speech, but that a person is truthful in all his matters. It is said that a person, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, that a person must be with the truthful people. That is, those whose private life corresponds with their public lives. Those what they speak and what their condition is the same. That is what is called that a person is truthful. Allama ibn Abi Sharif rahmatullah alayhi states that truthfulness according to the righteous means that the external condition of a person conforms to his internal condition. That what how we show outwardly, like for example we dress and we dress in sunnah dressing, we have a full beard, etc., then our internal life must also be like that. It must not be that it is opposite, contrary to that, which unfortunately many times we find. For example, especially at the time of proposal of a marriage, for example, a person sees the boy or sees the girl, the external looks so good, but when the internal person comes to find out after having got married and staying a little while together, then you see the internal is perhaps completely different from the external. In many other ventures, many people who go into business partnerships, at that time also they see the partner to be really a pious person. Five times namazi also, Hajj Umrah also, Khanqa also, Jamaat also, everything. But when you come to find out, you find it's something completely different. So this is very important, and we all, the simple solution is to realize the presence of Allah. We can try and bluff the people of the world, but Allah we cannot bluff. Allah is watching us all the time, and we are not going to be in this dunya bluffing people all the time. We will be returning to Allah Ta'ala, and there our court case will take place in front of everyone. All will be present, and that time all our secrets will also be will come to be known, and also those things which we thought nobody knows about, and in fact what we didn't know, that will also come out on the day of Qiyamah. His internal condition should not contradict his actions. What a person's internal condition is should not contradict our actions, nor should his actions contradict his internal condition. What we are outside, we should be that. Nobody is perfect, nobody is an angel, but at least basically that is the direction we should be going. Today we bluff ourselves also. Forget bluffing other people, we are bluffing ourselves also, and we are just doing completely opposite. We speak one thing and we do the complete opposite. Truthfulness applies to speech when it corresponds to reality, as well as actions that should be performed in the correct manner. So this quality of truthfulness is quite vast also. And basically we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and the Quran Sharif has prescribed that how we can get this truthfulness is that we stay with those people who are truthful. And in that also, who in our hearts we feel that this is a truthful person, we stay with such a person, then the quality of truthfulness, all the other good qualities will come into us as well. Living a life of truth and honesty creates contentment, confidence, honor, and trustworthiness within a person. If we have this, a person himself gets the first benefit of being truthful. Forget the next people and others, but he himself benefits. Because one will not have the fear and anxiety of being disgraced. When a person lies, and many times he gets caught out with his lies. How many a husband gets caught out with his lies, but by the wife? Or the wife's lies get caught out by the husband. Anyone whose lies, a person is caught out as a liar, and then he can't have any answers, then his condition is very pitiable. He's disgraced and humiliated. One who lives by the truth ultimately triumphs. And the truth is such that it is bitter. And it is not easy at the moment, but a person who sticks with the truth, Allah gives him great honor in this world also. Allah opens the doors of everything. For a job, a person can go and prepare his CV with all lies in it. He might get the job, but afterwards the disgrace that will follow will be untold. And on the other hand, a person is truthful. It might be a difficult at the beginning, but Allah's help is with that person who is truthful, and then Allah opens great doors for such a person. The lengthy hadith of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and many other similar incidents proves the safety and security that truth generates. We read the story, the incident of Hazrat Ka'ab when he did not go in the battle of Tabuk, and he could have easily come out of it by lying. But he thought of it and he spoke the truth. And then he went through an ordeal for a long time. But after that, the great honor that came of speaking the truth is so evident, and it will last forever in the Akhirat as well. Falsehood generates doubts, uncertainty, fear, humiliation, disgrace, and mistrust. And the minute a person is known to people as a liar, nobody wants to associate with him also. Nobody wants to deal with him also. So this is a great quality, which is not only truthfulness in speech, but it is much more in detail. And basically we should make dua to Allah, become conscious and endeavor to acquire these qualities. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. سبحان الله